And I have not been there since I've been back here in the city. Mm-hmm. And that was in 72. Mm-hmm. And simply because they do have a lot of the X-rated movies. There are some X-rated movies, however, that they claim and label as an X-rated movie, and I don't think it should be. Because there is not anything on there.
Maybe they're trying to draw a crowd.
Maybe so, because that's all it could have been. And I have seen this simply when it's come on TV, has been shown on TV, or a PG movie. Mm-hmm. Like they tell you to study carefully whether you want your children to see this or not. But I have a different attitude about what they see like that. Because I think if you've taught them the right things in the beginning, for them to see it on the movie, they're going to either be shocked and surprised, not go out there and try it. Mm-hmm. Because they see that kind of violence anyway that's not X-rated.
You're right.
Uh-huh, they see all of the shooting of people and everything else.
It shows like a wine bottle.
Right, and I have tried, I try to teach the principle that to kill is wrong. Mm-hmm. And to me, they could see anything that they show. Mm-hmm. I try to teach them also within my thinking that premarital sex is wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be for some people. But according to my Christian beliefs, I think wrong. It is wrong, you see. And if I have taught those principles to them, they can see all of the rest of anything on TV that they want to see. They could almost go through the act of it.
So you actually figure that really it's what they actually see on the movie is not gonna really hurt them if they were brought up wrong.
Right, if they have been brought up right. Mm-hmm. And they will be just as awed and astounded as you are, if they see these things happening on movies, you see, because I know my oldest son certainly does, and I've never shielded him from being able to see something if it's within his time for being up. I think it's so ridiculous of them to talk about family viewing time. Suppose we don't want to see those kind of movies when they say that it's family viewing, and at the time they call family viewing time, I want my children so. Trained or habituated, whatever you want to say and call it. I have a time limit for my children to go to bed. Not so much my older one now, but by 8 o'clock, my first one is supposed to be in the bed. My middle child, because he's in first grade. His teacher also feels that he ought to be in bed by 8 o'clock. You see, and so when he came home telling me what she said, I said, well, she didn't tell you anything differently than my man told you. Yes.
What do you think, Carl, the place maybe if you want to go to hock a ring or something, where would you go to? What do you call the place where you might want to, say if you wanted to sell your ring or something?
Oh, a pawn shop. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And around here, or what are some of the slang expressions for money, you know, that people normally use, like, for example, ever use bread for money?
Oh yes.
Any other thing like that?
But I don't think it's not a grown up slang.
So those are mostly.
You find it with his children.
And
teenagers and so forth.
Or are there any names for commonly for say the kinds of cheap wines that the alcoholic might or the drunkard might?
What is that red wine that they call?
Just call it cheap wine?
I would imagine, but it's some kind of wine that they have. And I think it calls a bottle of a pint or something like this. And this is what I've heard.
We talked about police and firemen. What are some of the other federal and city, kinds of federal and city employees that, you know, that provide services in a city? For example, your mail's delivered by
my federal employee.
Yeah, who is a
postman.